And the Blunt Mansion is one thing that you may not have seen that I dragged all the children through when they were little. I've been through it since I was little many times and seen it grow. And it really was a mansion when it was built. It was the first frame house. And we have, of course, the summer dramas. And Under These Hills is well worth seeing. And I can't say much for the Passion Play. It's, I know there are a lot of tourist traps, of course, but I think, and then the Bijou Theater is coming back, beautifully restored. And my mother remembers seeing people like Jenny Lind there, you know. And so Knoxville has had, and Maryville has had, a fine cultural past, and I think it's going to return. And Maryville has a very nice art collection at the college. And we always have an adult education program going both at Maryville and at UT, and I've taken advantage of several of those courses. I took one last winter over my husband's dead body. Since he had his heart attack, he doesn't like for me to go out, and but I thought it was time that I left him a little bit, and so I took one. And I think we're coming.
Miracle. Alcoa is growing pretty rapidly too, isn't it?
Too rapidly. I liked it the way it was. I liked it the way it was, I really did.
This whole area is just tremendous growth rate. You know, through Morristown, all the valley area.
Well, of course, Inca coming to Morristown is what started it growing as it has done. And then when Bo Waters came down to Charleston, and that really gave it a boost. But well, First Federal has already done 192 loans this month.
That really is.
To give you an idea, and that is running, that's the way they've been running for about 2 or 3 years.
That's tremendous, you know, growth rate, it really is. Well,